every single day. Someone's telling you exactly where mortgage rates are going to do, where home prices are heading, and when the housing crash is actually going to occur. Well, they do it with confidence, loud, certain. I mean, almost none of them ever come back and tell you if they were right or wrong. Well, I did it this year. So let me explain to you guys what I did. So what I want to do is make sure when I'm coming out to you each day with my mortgage update, my information's accurate and it is time tested. So over the weekend, I plugged in all my information and said, okay, look at housing, look at inflation, look at jobs, look at, I don't know, the stuff the Federal Reserve looks at, and what is going to happen with housing and real estate. And do me a favor, pull up the top 10 analysts in the whole country. Okay, the people that I follow, you know, the people that were recommended on YouTube. And then what I did after that is I said, okay, this is pretty cool. You know, give me a rating on how I did. And we're going to go over all this in a second. But then what I did is I said, well, okay, who's the worst? We got that at the end of this video if you're interested in that. So, folks, here's what we got. The results are in, and here's the top analysts in the whole country. Let's do one more thing. Let's time test this thing. Let's do the data and plug it in and say, we'll go back all the way back to 2022. Why 2022? Well, because after 2021, when there was that housing FOMO, that's when everybody said, oh, this housing market got out of control and it's going to be a spiral down from here. And most analysts were saying it's going to be worse than 2008, which is the poster child of how bad housing can absolutely get. So let's get over to my results. So here it is. And I didn't just use one system. I use Claude, I use Gemini, I use ChatGPT, and several other ones. And here's the data that I pulled in. I said, who got the housing market right? All right. And then the scorecard compares the housing forecasters, economists, industrial research teams, all these people. And I said, okay, track house prices, mortgage rates, inflation, jobs, salaries, inventories, anything that would be useful for me or you or in the real estate industry. Because you're watching this to maybe look and see, you know, who are the analysts that you need to follow? Okay, so the findings were pretty intriguing because these are people that I follow and these are people I've even had on my show in the past. So we start our top 10 list. We got Logan from Housing Wire. Great guy. I subscribe to their newsletter. They're ranked at an 8.6. That's fantastic. But what you have to remember is this data isn't just for 2026. We backdated this all the way to 2022 to really make sure that these guys are on their game. So Logan, he stayed in first place. Coming in second place, we have the Hale team at Realtors.com. They had a score of 7.9 because they keep saying, okay, affordability is the issue. Inventory is tight because people are just staying in their homes. And sales trends, you know, that's what we focus in on. And they're not showing good signs, but they're not showing signs of any cracks. So they came in second. Well, then you have Zillow, and this is basically analytical. So they're following home prices daily, actually every minute, regional, and they're also giving you sales outlooks. Well, a lot of the false economists that we're going to see in a second, they got all these wrong. So I'm not going to go down through this. I'll have this posted on a blog post on our website. Let's go over to the next category I want you to see, and it's right through here. What I did is I plugged in the same information, and I said, who are the top real estate influencers that got housing completely wrong? And this is what came up on my YouTube analytics. So then I double-checked it and triple-checked it and quadruple-checked it with AI and everything else that I can find. And here they are. These are the top three people that got it absolutely wrong this year, last year, the year before, going back to 2022, and they're still preaching a housing crash today. So let's reveal this list to you. And then after this, I'll show you how I might have fared on all this. And I was actually pleasantly surprised. So we go down through here in the number one position, we have Melody. So Melody, she is on basically every channel. If you just Google right now or you go to YouTube and you put in housing crash, Melody's going to show up almost on every single page that you're going to see there. Why? Because she continually keeps saying we're going to have a housing crash worse than 2008. And I think that's what people want to hear. Maybe that's what people want to see, but that's not what reality is. And she continues to do that to today. So her patterns here are right through here. The top miss because the forecast was specific, severe, and repetitively framed as if it a much deeper national housing break that was coming. Okay, so that's Melody. If Melody, if you know her or you're watching, please reach out to me. I'd love for you to be able to defend your position. Again, I'm not picking on anybody. This is what the YouTube analytics brought up, and then I fact-checked it on three different AI systems. So I did all the due diligence I could, and I would ask you guys to do the same thing. So in number two position, we have Nick Gurley with ReVenture. Now, Nick has made his fortune on this housing crash. He created applications, he created everything, and he was a YouTube phenom, even on CNBC, saying the housing crash is going to be worse than 2008. And he started that in 2022. Well, the last I looked, it is 2026, and we still have home prices up almost every month continuously since he started posting his videos. So here's the bottom line. He ranks near the bottom because the crash case was delivered with charts, maps, affordability stress, inventory warnings, and repeated downside framework every day, and he continues to do it to today. So now, coming in last position in this top three worst of the worst, we have Real Estate Mindset. And he continues to come in to this day with the housing market is going to crash worse than 2008. You should never buy a house, and if you have any money, you should invest in a CD because the stock market is risky as well. I tried to join him on a few of his events, and he banned me, saying that he would reach out to the CFPB on me, so I haven't really been back to his channel ever since. So these are the top three people you might want to avoid if you're trying to get facts when it comes to real estate. If you want to really understand what is truly going on with real estate, here's some people you might want to watch. But I ask you two things. Do me a favor, scroll down to the bottom of this and let's see how I fared. And so I did put my information in here, and it's the same as the information above, and I rank pretty darn good. I ranked an 8.4 to an 8.8. That would put me kind of at the top of the heat up through here, right along with Logan. So if you'd like to follow me or reach out to me with any assistance that you might need when it comes to real estate, if you're looking to buy that first house, maybe you're looking to refinance, I'd love to help you out, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this for over 38 years, folks. I'd love to put my experience to work for you. So check out our website. But if you're out there in any part of this country, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And my slogan's this: it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30, almost 40 different lenders. How? Why? Well, the reason why we do it is, if you're watching this video, you're interested in real estate, and you ever try to go out there and try to get the best rate, well, you call this bank and that bank, you realize all these banks have different programs, different rates, different fees, maybe even different promotional products. Well, I can help you find them. So instead of going out there and trying to find all these on your own, why don't you put in one application, one credit pool, we're going to search over 40 different lenders to assist you with your mortgage needs. Thanks for watching. God bless. And don't forget to subscribe down there if you would. Also, click the bell so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.